Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. And let me, first of all, apologize if there's any background noise. I am doing the show from the airport in Orlando. And I've tried to go to an area that is fairly quiet, but you never know. How's everybody doing? Good to have you here on this holiday. And I've been putting a lot of stuff out on social media about my weekend and my experience with Scott Pollard. As a matter of fact, that's going to be the subject of my podcast that will be dropped tomorrow morning. I will just say that it was a surreal experience. It was a morning that I will never, ever forget. And it is, to me, a testament to medical technology. And it's also a testament to the donors, because as one family is jubilant and celebrating the gift of life, there's another family in mourning and saying goodbye to a loved one. So the dynamic is, it's one that I can't really put into words enough. I can just tell you that to be with Scott Pollard on Saturday morning, less than 24 hours after, let me back up. I didn't think I was going to be able to see Scott. I just thought I was going to go there and see Dawn, his wife, give her a hug, give her some emotional support, and then leave. I didn't think I was going to be able to see Scott. I'm like, who gets to see somebody that had a heart transplant surgery, you know, 18 hours ago? And I figured Scott would be in absolutely no condition. But anyway, I got to the hospital and I texted Dawn and she came out and got me in the waiting room. And in 2 minutes, you know, I'm back there and I'm talking to Scott, and Scott's coherent and he's alert. And we just had an amazing conversation. And then while I was there, the physical therapist and a nurse came in and they got him up. And I'm like, wow, wait a minute. Scott's going to stand up. He just had heart transplant. I mean, literally, he went into surgery at 11 a.m. local time in Nashville, 9 a.m. Pacific, okay? And I got to the hospital at 7:15 Pacific time, all right, in the morning, the next day. So his surgery started at 9 Pacific time, lasted roughly 5 hours. So he got out of surgery, okay, at 2 o'clock Pacific. All right. And I'm in there at 9:15 Pacific and I'm talking to him and I'm watching him stand up and I'm just like, wow, I was blown away. I was just blown away. And I texted him about an hour ago to see how he was doing. And he said he's getting better. He's going to have to stay there for 6 weeks and not in the hospital for 6 weeks, but there next to the hospital. Before he can go back home to Indiana. He's going to be in the hospital probably most of this week, if not all of this week, before he can be released from intensive care. Yesterday, he did 2 laps around the ICU unit. He did a lap in the morning, and then and it's with a walker. He has a walker, and then he did another lap around the intensive care unit in the evening. And when I was there, the cardiologist was absolutely blown away at one of the breathing tests that he was able to do. And the cardiologist started laughing, actually, and said, I can't believe this. And he said to Scott, you're a week ahead of where you should be. So it was I can't even put into words. I really can't. I learned a lot, you know, and just, again, I really have trouble putting this into words, what that was like. I'm just grateful for donors and the gift of life. That's what it is. It's Scott received a gift of life. And now you have to hope that his body does not reject the heart, which is possible, although they feel that it's a perfect heart for him. And so far, so good, you know, so far, so good. So, you know, if you have any questions on that, feel free to ask me. I'll be happy to answer them. But that will be the topic of my podcast tomorrow. And it will be dropping at about 8 o'clock Eastern time. All right. All right. I didn't watch the NBA All-Star game. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know the score of the NBA All-Star game until I woke up this morning. I had no interest in it. I'd rather watch paint peel off the wall. But when I woke up and saw the score this morning, I was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, to me, the whole All-Star, and first of all, I acknowledge the NBA does a great job in putting on a marquee event. They really do. So I'm not going to rip the NBA. They do a great job putting on their event. But NBA All-Star weekend is a joke. It's a joke. I mean, you have a non-NBA player once again winning the slam dunk contest. All right. The guy doesn't even play in the NBA. You have a 7-footer in Karl Anthony Towns that almost wins the 3-point contest, which is right there. What's wrong with the league now is that you got your 7-footers becoming 3-point specialists. Okay. You got Steph Curry in a shooting contest with a leading shooter of the WNBA because the NBA has to promote the WNBA at All-Star weekend. Because without the NBA, the WNBA wouldn't be in existence and they would have no chance of having a league. So the NBA brings in the WNBA for All-Star Weekend, which I've never understood. I mean, the WNBA has nothing to do with the NBA All-Star Game. Nothing. Has nothing to do with the NBA All-Star Weekend. It's a joke. All right? It's a joke. And then you have that game yesterday? Really? That's your final score? I mean, we thought that last year things were going to change, right? Because Adam Silver was upset at the lack of effort with zero defense. Well, if he was upset last year, I can't imagine he's feeling too good this year. It's a joke. I mean, it really is. It's disgraceful. And I didn't watch one second of it. I haven't even watched any highlights of it. I don't care. I have zero interest in the NBA All-Star weekend. Zero. Absolute zero. The only reason why I even knew about Steph Curry and Karl Anthony Towns is because I was at dinner in Nashville Saturday night at a sports bar and they had it on the TVs in front of me. And I was casually glancing up at the TV from time to time. And I was just like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it's a joke. In my opinion, it's a joke. All right. If you want to get in on the program, all right, then all you got to do is raise your hand. And we will do it. Again, I apologize if there's some noise in the background, but I'm doing the best that I can. I definitely wanted to do a show today, and we'll do a show tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. I will not be able to be on with Ryan. Well, let's see. No, I won't be able to be on with him for the Spurs game, but they'll have a pregame, halftime with Jerry, and a postgame. All right, let's get to some phone calls, and why don't we start with John? John, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing good, Grant. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Boy, that is the most fantastic news about Scott that I could possibly imagine. I mean, obviously it's been on the news around here with that he finally got a donor and it was immediate that he went in, you know, to surgery nearly immediately. I didn't know you were going, but I'm not surprised because I know you and Scott have been so close for, you know, 20 years or whatever, however long it's been. So I'm not surprised at all. That is just the greatest news. And for him to be a former athlete, that is going to accelerate his recovery, I believe. And it sounds like it's already happening. It's already
happening. Yes, because his determination and perseverance is that of an athlete.
Yeah.
And it's like he won't be denied. So I saw that in the hospital room on Saturday morning. You're 100% correct.
Hey, I was going to say that he is not to be denied, just the way his perseverance is. You're exactly right.
Well, he asked the cardiologist, what's the fastest someone's been out of the hospital after heart transplant surgery, out of intensive care? And the cardiologist said 5 days. He goes, I will beat 5 days. I will be out of here before 5 days. You know, I love that guy. Yep.
That is so great to hear, Grant. That is so great to hear.
Yep.
That's the main thing I wanted to just say that about Scott. And as for the All-Star weekend, hey, it's a joke, but it is a joke. We know it. Nobody wants to play defense. Nobody wants to get hurt. And I kind of had it on in the background when I was cooking and playing cards. and stuff, but it's not anything that I'm focused on and, you know, relentlessly watching every play and thinking about, like, you know, like a football game because there's so few of them, or a good matchup with, you know, my basketball team or anything like that. But it's just, it was, I had it on in the background, I guess, kind of like you did at the bar you were watching that. But
yep.
There's just no defense. No one, you know, nobody wants to get hurt. And it was fun that Halliburton, you know, got off and started well and stuff like that. So it was kind of fun, but it just isn't as intriguing as watching sports. That's all.
Again, I can't comment on it because I didn't watch it. I have no interest in it. I've never watched. I can't remember the last time I watched an NBA All-Star game. I really can't. It's been, I want to say, at least 10 years, maybe more. I have no interest in it.
Yeah, I understand. And, you know, Silver wanted more defense. Well, the way that they did it the last, what, 2 or 3 years, at the final 5 minutes of the game, there was defense. So that absolutely backfired on them. And those were nearly impossible to watch anyways, too. I kind of liked the fact that it is East versus West again. But like I say, it's not like watching a game. It's like watching – it's just like watching the Globetrotters, yeah, almost. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's all I got to say. But, hey, great news about Scott Grant. Anything else you say, I will be happy to hear it. And I know every time you'll talk about this, we'll get something else out
Thank
of
you.
It. Just like everything.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Grant.
Have a great one.
You know, and again, I don't want to paint the wrong picture. He has a very long road ahead of him. Okay, I mean, you know, it's been, what is today, Monday? So it's been 3 days. And, again, knock on wood, everything's going good. But, you know, there are a lot of things that could still not go well. I mean, it's still a long road ahead. But you can only go by what we know now. And when I was there, the cardiologist, not the surgeon, the cardiologist was – you know, just really overly impressed with how well he was doing the day after surgery. And then I talked with him yesterday, and he said he had a good day yesterday. You know, again, he's in pain. It's not like I mean, you know, listen, I think we all understand that you would be in pain. But, you know, he's very, very persistent in getting out of the hospital soon. Like, I mean, that's something that he is, well, that's Scott Pollard. If you know what, that's how he played. That's how he lives his life. He doesn't do anything half-ass. You know, this is a challenge for him to beat the odds and set records. And, you know, he wants the next person that's in that room who's having a heart transplant, you know, to ask the same question. And yeah, well, there was a guy in here a couple of weeks ago and he got out of here in 5 days. Wow, 5 days, I'm going to beat that. I mean, Scott is just the way he is, you know? So, and again, I don't know if he'll be out of there in 5 days, but I do know this. He's going to be out of there a lot sooner than they thought. That's something I'm pretty confident in. But again, we're talking about major, major surgery, okay? We're talking about a heart transplant, okay? And there are a lot of things that are, and again, I'm not a doctor. I don't understand it, but you know, it's not like you get the heart put in and everything's fine and there aren't issues. There's some major medications that he's on. There are still things that have to happen. You know, you want to make sure that the body does not reject the heart. I mean, it's a long road. All right. It's a long road, but thank goodness for medical technology. Thank goodness. I mean, you know, His surgery was only 5 hours long. Is that, see, to me, that is remarkable. 5 hours. Think about that. 5 hours. That's unbelievable to me. It really is. So, all right. Again, who wants to come on next? We'll put you right on. And we are going to say hello to Patrick. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Grant?
Hey, Patrick.
That's great news about Scott. If I could put it in perspective, my wife had gastric bypass this week, and it took her 5 hours for the operation. And yesterday he got
now?
A heart in 5 hours. I mean, that's incredible, you know.
How's your wife?
Oh, she's doing terrific, thank you. She's
good.
Out of the hospital. Good. She's doing well, thank you.
Good.
I also wanted to comment on the All-Star weekend.
Yeah.
I did watch All-Star Saturday night, and if you took the dunk contest out, it really wasn't that bad. I mean, the three-point contest is always interesting, and they had a skills competition, and both of those events, they had, like, the top NBA players playing in those events. But when it comes to the dunk, I mean, it's a waste of time. I mean, they should either eliminate it or put it on Saturday or put it on Friday night with the celebrity game. I mean, nobody really cares about that dunk contest anymore.
Yeah. I don't. You know, I don't want to speak for everyone else, though. That's for sure. It seems like now the new thing in a dunk contest is to jump over a guy that's 7 feet tall. And if you don't do that, then you shouldn't be doing dunks. So I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't.
I mean, with the dunk now, you had two G League players, a rookie, yep. and they only yep. had one professional guy there, Jaylen Brown.
It's a joke.
I mean, yeah. That's all they can find out of all the players in the league to go in that contest.
It's a joke.
Yeah. And then as for the All-Star game, it's like it's becoming like a yearly tradition. I turn it on, and I'm cold cocked. By the halftime, it's so boring. And another thing I don't like is they got Draymond Green on there all weekend. I mean, this is what the league wants, for him to be the spokesman for the league.
Embarrassing. I didn't even realize that.
Really, so
Draymond Green was commentating on TNT on All-Star weekend.
He did the pregame, which I barely looked at. And then, you know, they had Brian Anderson calling the All-Star game, which I don't care for him. So I said, all right, let me put on the alternative broadcast. And the alternative broadcast was Draymond Green. So, that was a tough one to sit through. You know, I mean, I really didn't sit through it. The minute I see him on there, I turn it off. I put on the radio broadcast. So
Brian Anderson is a great baseball announcer. I think he's maybe as good as there is in the country. But his NBA play-by-play is boring and lacks enthusiasm and excitement. He doesn't have the energy and the voice for the NBA, in my opinion. Baseball, I think he's great. I could watch Brian Anderson and listen to him do a baseball game any day of the week. Basketball, I mean,
yeah, I'd rather see Harlan do the game.
Well, Ian Eagle or Kevin Harlan ought to be doing that game instead of Brian Anderson.
Yeah, it was bad. But hey, terrific news about Scott, and thanks for the wishes for my wife. And you have a good evening, Grant. Thank you.
You too. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, again, if you want to get in on the program, just raise your hand, and we will do it. Hope that you had a good weekend and enjoyed your holiday today. If you were off, not working, I hope that it was a good President's Day for you as we now move into, you know, post-football and manage how we're going to handle that. All right, let's get to Preston. Preston, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Doing good, Grant. I had a question about when you were announcing games, was there any player that you were looking forward to watching other than, you know, like Jordan or Kobe? Like, were you looking forward to, like, watching Dominique or Olajuwon, or was there any other
a lot of players. I mean, all of the above and more. There were a lot of players I used to love watching that I really used to look forward to. But I mean, Jordan was special. Kobe was special. Dominique was special. LeBron was special. Magic and Kareem were special. Yeah, there were certain players that I looked forward to a little bit more than others. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just was curious to know if there was just an underrated. I mean, maybe there was a player that nobody talks about that you were looking forward to announcing their games. Or
yeah, you know what? Believe it or not, I used to love watching Tyrone Muggsy Bogues play because Muggsy, at 5'3", to me is one of the great marvels, one of the great stories in the history of the league. And I used to love watching when Muggsy played. So that's someone that you probably wouldn't expect me to say, but I loved doing games when Muggsy Bogues was playing.
Mm-hmm. I was watching the Last Dance. I don't know if you've gotten the opportunity to watch that, but
sure, of course I have.
Yeah, it kind of just gotten me to thinking because they showed Arco Arena, on the second episode. And Jordan was practicing on the floor, and it just kind of got me wondering if there was any other player that you were looking forward to watching.
There were some. Yeah, for sure. More than others, absolutely.
And I had another question. I know when the Kings, when they were in the relocation saga, I know Kevin Johnson had mentioned about maybe bringing back the Monarchs. Do you know, or I mean, what?
I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any interest or any movement to bring back the Monarchs to Sacramento.
Yeah. Okay. I just was curious because I know Kevin Johnson had maybe mentioned about that, but I wasn't sure.
Well, it's up to the owner. I don't see it. I've heard that that's not going to happen. So, I don't have any inside information, but the information I do have is I wouldn't expect it to happen.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Grant.
Thank you, Preston. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's move on. If you want to get in on the program, you raise your hand and we will do it. Again, I don't ever see the Monarchs coming back to Sacramento. I don't. You know, I think you'll get hopefully you'll get Major League Soccer, which would be great, although, you know, I'm not even so confident about that anymore. You know, the Republic obviously do very well. It would be great to get that stadium built in the rail yards. And so we'll see what happens. But I don't see it. I don't see the Monarchs coming back to Sacramento. I really don't. All right. Again, if you want to get in on the program, raise your hand and we will do it. I hope that you are having a good one. Not a lot going on right now. I don't know if you watched the golf down at Riviera. So I did watch some of that. Let's get to Jerry. Jerry, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Grant, what's going on, my friend?
Happy Monday. What's up? You too.
Hey, Grant, good news about Scott Pollard. Grant, switching the things a little bit back to the Kings with the second half coming up. If you recall last year, this is about the time.
Jerry, I lost you. Jerry. All right, Jerry, I'm going to put you back in the audience. Let's try to do it again, all right? I lost you there, buddy. Raise your hand, and we'll put you right up on there. All right, if you can hear me, clap your hands. So I know that you can still hear me. I don't know if I lost my connect. There you go. Thank you very much. All right. So, Jerry, I lost you. Raise your hand again, and I'll put you right back up on stage. So I think what Jerry was going to allude to was the Kings post-All-Star break last year. Go ahead, Jerry. I got your back, buddy.
Hey, Grant. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I was asking you, this is about the time that the Kings, with the second half last year, they started, took off a little bit, which I know this year, second half gets off to a little bit of a rough start. How many more wins, Grant, do you think it'll take for the second half for the Kings to be either the fourth or the fifth seed?
Well, I would say it's highly unlikely they're going to be the fourth seed. I think the best scenario right now is for them to be the sixth seed. And I think that should be their goal. I think four is out of reach, barring a unforeseen injury. I think that's highly unlikely. Five possible, although I don't see it. I would think six is what I would be looking at. So to me, there are four teams: Phoenix, New Orleans, Dallas, Sacramento. Okay. And personally, I think Phoenix and New Orleans will be ahead of Sacramento. And then I really think you're going to be fighting it out with Dallas. So, you know, each game is important. That's for darn sure. Every game means something. There are no off nights.
And Grant, if you are going to be the sixth seed, who would you want to play in the first round?
Probably, if I'm Sacramento, probably Oklahoma City. I don't like the way they match up with the Clippers or the Timberwolves. But if it were me, I'd probably, if you put it that way, I'd probably pick Oklahoma City.
And Grant, sometimes I hear people talk about, oh, we got the Denver Nuggets number, and we should play them. You know what? Grant, they don't know what they're talking about.
They're idiots. People that say that are morons. They played Denver two games without Jamal Murray.
Right.
Okay. Did anybody watch the NBA playoffs last year? Did anybody watch the NBA finals? Did anybody see Jamal Murray and how important he was to that team? So right. People that think that the Kings match up well with Denver are morons. Okay. If you think, Let me explain this to everyone listening right now. If you think that the Sacramento Kings are going to play the Denver Nuggets and that they're going to beat the Denver Nuggets with Michael Malone, who was fired by Vivek Ranadive, who he can't stand, okay, he's going to have his team motivated so high that if Michael has to go out on the floor and play and kick somebody's ass, he will, okay? So you don't want the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs if they're healthy. Trust me.
Grant, thanks for your honesty, buddy. You have a great rest of the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. You're going to go against a defending championship team with Jamal Murray and with Nikola Jokic and that team? No. No. I mean, you might win a game or two, but you're not winning that series. I mean, come on now. It's amazing how a lot of fans don't. First of all, I mean, the last time you played Denver in Sacramento, they had played the night before against the Lakers, and you played them twice out of the three games without Jamal Murray. And I think in the first game you played them, they didn't have Aaron Gordon either. So I don't know if, like, you think that's a big deal or not. That's a big deal. Okay. It's a big deal.
Hey, folks, I want to talk to you about ZBiotics. Let's face it, after a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And again, I was a bit on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then I was at a birthday party. My buddy and his wife had rented out a restaurant, and I had a couple of drinks, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot tonight. And you know what, folks? Believe me, it is the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's so much going on, right? Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is back with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, go to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code Grant at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I mean, that would be like playing the Kings and beating the Kings. Like the Houston Rockets beat the Kings twice. They beat the. Do you think the people in Houston going, oh boy, we can't wait to play Sacramento? No, you know why? Because the fans understand that De'Aaron Fox didn't play in those games. You think that makes a little bit of a difference? Like, I guarantee you the Rockets fans aren't sitting around going, boy, we match up really well with Sacramento. You know, that's not happening. I mean, come on now. Let's be a little realistic here. Let's be a little realistic. All right, again, if you're joining us late, the noise you hear in the background, I'm doing this show from the airport in Orlando. So I apologize if there's noise in the background, but that's all right. You know, I got people walking by looking at me kind of weird, but I get looked at weird even when I'm not talking. So it's all good. All right. Again, if you want to get in on the program, raise your hand and we will do it. Not a lot going on this week, as I said, not a lot going on. Tomorrow, my podcast will drop in the morning, talking about my experience this past weekend and my friendship with Scott that started 20 years ago in Philadelphia at the arena when the Kings were playing the Sixers. And I talk a little bit about that and everything else. So that will be on the podcast tomorrow. I'll do a show again tomorrow on Listen App. Probably when, I'm going to be on Listen App a lot because I'm going to be on the move all week. And I'm going to be mobile. And it's a lot easier for me to do the shows on this format when I'm on the move all the time. So probably. You follow me, you'll know. You'll get all the updates. All right, again, who wants to come on? We can talk about anything else you want. Jerry did ask me a good question, though, about how many wins it's going to take. I don't have a number, but I would say this. They're going to have to play a lot better at home than they have played up to this point if they're going to move up into the top six. Because to me, and I don't know, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, Denver, and the Clippers, not necessarily that order. Those are your four teams, okay? And personally, again, here's what you're fighting for. Phoenix, New Orleans, Dallas, and Sacramento are going to be the four teams fighting for the fifth and sixth seed. There you go. Right? And you know that injuries are going to factor into this. You better pray that Sabonis doesn't get hurt or Fox, because if that happens, you might not even be in the playoffs this year. Because let me tell you something, if you're seventh or eighth or ninth or tenth, and you got to play the Lakers and or the Warriors, that's not a recipe for success. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go against Steph Curry in a one-game elimination. I don't want to go against LeBron and Anthony Davis in a one-game winner-take-all. Not what I want to do, you know? Here's something else I wanted to talk about. This is a mini rant. When you're flying, right, or you're on a train that takes you from terminal to terminal, right? And like right now in the background, okay, they're saying, you know, make sure that you take your belongings with you. Really? Like, do I need to have the flight attendant come on the PA system when I'm getting off the plane to tell me to make sure that I take my belongings with me? Really? When I'm on the transit train going from terminal to terminal, do I need the automation to tell me to make sure that I take my belongings with me? No, I'm going to leave them on the train for somebody else. No, I'm going to just leave all my stuff in the overhead bin, and no problem. I don't want to carry it anymore. I'm done with it. Let somebody else take it. What kind of stupidity is this? Make sure you take your belongings with you. Have you ever thought about that? Do you need a reminder when you're flying and you land to take your belongings with you? Seriously. Like what is that all about? Seriously. Have you ever thought about that, how stupid that is? It's unbelievable to me. Please make sure that you take your belongings. No, duh. Never understood that. All right, again, if you want to get in on the show before we wrap it up, raise your hand and we will do it. Not a lot going on, not a lot to talk about. You know, NFL was still a couple of weeks away from free agency when we really get revved up. And we'll get ready for the NFL draft. Golf is picking up steam. Before you know it, we'll be talking about the Masters. You got college basketball and March Madness, so we can focus in on that a little bit. But, you know, our bread and butter is the Sacramento Kings, and we will be spending a lot of time talking about that. But don't forget to listen to my podcast tomorrow, and that will drop sometime in the morning as I talk about my experience this past weekend in great detail and everything else. So I'm blessed that I've been able to share some really phenomenal experiences with different people in the last couple of days. And I was at a funeral, I was at a memorial service on Friday. And the emotions that I went through, and it's not about me, but I'm just saying, we're all people, right? We all think, we all have emotions. But, you know, the emotions that I went through from Friday at 11 a.m. until Saturday, when I left the hospital around 11:30 or 12, I mean, you know, people always say, you know, it really makes you, you know, appreciate things, and you should never have to appreciate your health. All right. You should never take your health for granted. Never. Because it can change tomorrow. Right. You can wake up and not feel good and go to the hospital, and you can be diagnosed with a life threatening condition. Don't ever take your health for granted, you know? And I've always said that. I've said that ever since I've been on the air. If you have your health, you have everything. You lose your job, okay, that sucks. But you know what? If you're healthy, you got your health. All right? If you, whatever. Yeah, you do something stupid, or you have an issue and you have your health, then you have everything. All right? Be grateful. You know how many people would trade places with you in a New York second to get their health back? Ugh, you better believe it. Don't ever take your health for granted. Don't ever take your health for granted. And being in that hospital room was a real eye-opening experience for me in the appreciation, I guess, is the word I would look for. The appreciation I have or had for the staff at that intensive care unit at the Vanderbilt Medical Center. The prayers that were going on in that hospital room by Scott and Dawn Pollard to the donor's family, which they talked about often. Like, it was a topic of conversation many times in the 2.5 hours that I was in that hospital room. All right. It's something that that's going to be talked about for the rest of Scott's life, because it's the gift of life. And that's very powerful, listening to all of that and listening to the doctors and the, and just, and I just have the utmost respect for the medical profession. It's amazing. And what I witnessed on Saturday, I will never, ever forget. All right. We're going to wrap it up. If there's no one else that wants to get on, I appreciate all of you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Monday, and we will be back again tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.